Almost a year has come and gone since that cold day last January when Mr. Obama put his hand on Abraham Lincoln's Bible and challenged Americans to tackle tough times together.
Our time of standing pat, of protecting narrow interests and putting off unpleasant decisions, that time has surely passed. Starting today, we must pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and begin again the work of remaking America.
But now that the dust has settled a bit, we're taking stock of Mr. Obama's first year in office. NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley joins us. Scott, the process of remaking America, the president started on all kinds of projects at once.
That's right, and this process is very much a work in progress, Linda. As you say, he began the year with a very ambitious agenda to overhaul health care, reshape energy policy, rewrite financial regulations. He ended the year on a high note, at least as far as health care goes, with that Senate vote in favor of a bill. But there's still a lot of tough sledding ahead to reconcile that with a House version, and the bill still falls short of what many in his own party want. It's also taken a lot longer than the president wanted, and that's gobbled up energy that might have gone to other things. There's still no energy bill or financial overhaul bill through the Senate. And meanwhile, all of this has been overshadowed by the worst economic recession in a generation.
And that was absolutely the first and most important thing the Obama team had to respond to. How'd they do on that one?
Well, of course, along with the Federal Reserve, the White House responded very aggressively. Even before taking office, Mr. Obama was pushing for a big federal stimulus package of government spending and tax cuts. He promised that that stimulus, that $787 billion package, would save or create some 3.5 million jobs. Unfortunately, the economy has lost about twice that many. So even if the stimulus works, and we should say there are signs that it is working, that leaves a lot of people out of work. The unemployment rate has been climbing for most of the year. Republicans have been using this as a club to beat up on the president. And it tends to shake the faith in the government's ability to deal with some of the other ambitious goals the president has set. In recent weeks, we've seen both the White House and Democrats in Congress take much more visible action on the job front. And I think that's likely to continue into the new year.
Well, let's talk for a minute about foreign policy. The president, by his very existence, the United States electing an African-American president, there was a lot of talk that that would change relationships all around the world almost at once.
That's right. And the president has logged an awful lot of miles on Air Force One this year, visiting some 20-plus countries in Asia, Europe, Africa, Latin America, more than any other president in his first year in office. He's been trying to engage both the United States' friends and its adversaries, and I think it was in recognition of that effort that he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. He is very much the un-Bush, at least in the eyes of many. He has shown a very strong commitment to international cooperation, and that's begun to pay at least some dividends. There's at least a possibility now we may see a coordinated response by the international community to Iran over its nuclear program. Still a question about whether Russia and China will go along with the United States in imposing tougher sanctions against Iran if that becomes necessary. We've seen some commitment from NATO to contribute a few thousand extra international troops in Afghanistan. Like it or not, though, the Afghan war may be the biggest legacy for President Obama in his foreign policy. He's taken a big gamble there, increasing U.S. forces, and at the same time promising it won't be an open-ended commitment and that some U.S. troops will begin coming home in the summer of 2011.
In that same inaugural address last January, the president challenged Americans to put aside petty bickering. He wanted a change of tone in Washington. That does not seem to have worked out.
No, if you've noticed, there's still quite a bit of petty bickering in Washington, Linda. I don't know if you know. He passed the stimulus measure with just a handful of GOP votes, health care with only one Republican vote in the House.
Well, thanks very much, Scott. NPR's White House correspondent Scott Horsley. It's NPR.